I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part. It is time to become a part.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, as usual, I think I've got an interesting show in store for you this evening. It'll be jam-packed with information, as usual. We'll be discussing the concept of time travel a little bit. We'll also be getting into a message related to the concept of the time of Easter, and how it connects as well to not only the current ascension process, but also we'll be connecting with some of the historical aspects of ascension chambers from the past. And also we'll be continuing a little bit from the last ET Yoga program, where we talked about avoiding some of the minefields that are out there on your spiritual journey. But before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of japa yoga or mantra repetition, and that'll be led by Sri Swami Sachidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Hari.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om. Hari Hari Om.
Hari 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 Hari Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Hari Om.
Hari 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 Hari
Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om. Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Hari Hari
Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Hari
Om. Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om. Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om.
Om
Hari Om Hari Om.
Om
Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om.
Om
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om
Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Hari Om.
Hari, Hari, Om.
Shanti. Shanti.
Founder of the Integral Yoga Institute, one of my spiritual teachers. And that was a clip from back in the 1970s. I'd like to now give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to those listeners of ET Yoga, both in the present and in the past. And I'd like to welcome everyone to contact me concerning any issues or related to content that's provided on this program. And that's a free service, and there's no strings attached. And I'd also like to remind people that as information comes rather rapidly on this program, if you'd like to listen to that at your leisure, you can always access the archives through the ET Yoga broadcasts. And the easy way to do that is go to my website at etyoga.com and just go on the first page, and there's a button there called Radio Archives. You just hit that one button, and it'll take you to the most recent programs. Today's show will likely be posted by Tuesday. So a lot of the listeners to this program have emailed me and have expressed their appreciation for this service, because sometimes information comes fast and furious, and a lot of people do take notes during the program so they can follow up and do their own research as well on some of the concepts and ideas that are presented. And one of the concepts, a technique actually, that will be presented on tonight's program will be the restoration of life force to food that comes from the Pleiadians. I'd also like to state that I do appreciate hearing from the listeners related to your wishes towards program content. And nothing makes my day more than hearing about your successes in dealing with and utilizing information, ideas, concepts, and techniques that are presented on this program. And you can always email me at paperfungo, P-A-P-E-R-F-U-N-G-O, paperfungo at yahoo.ca. I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, you should also know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical, big pharma, and technology to the best of your ability. And related to tonight's program, it so turns out that it's coming to you live, and I'm currently in Europe, so this program is coming to you actually Easter morning because I'm in Europe, and the time zones make it so that I'm about 8 hours ahead of North America time, which is the vast majority of the listening audience to ET Yoga. And when I was thinking about doing this program, I wanted to make a kind of an ET yoga contribution to the Easter season. First thing came to my mind is the whole concept of the resurrection or ascension. And, of course, related to the ascension process, death is not a prerequisite. The ascension can happen consciously in physical body. And even the dark side has admitted, even directly from a channeling of Unimatrix itself, or the AI program that's masterminding much of the takeover of humanity at this time. And the whole idea here is that even the dark side admits that there will be a certain percent of the population that will be part of that ascension process to the 5D. And as further kind of what I call proof of this concept of shifting timelines or timeline splits, I use the analogy for those of the listening audience who understand the Mandela effect is a merging of timelines, with this one being the dominant timeline, but there being residual proof of the old timeline still in this timeline. And it gives you the idea of how seamless the transition can be, because we're not going to be headed toward a new split in timelines, one leading to freedom and ascension to 5D, and one leading to a tyranny. So in relation to this concept, probably all the ideas that come from this program today related to the idea of ascension. And one of the places that I've come across some connecting information is from Merlin's Message. If you don't know about Merlin the Magician, highly recommend you look her up. That's M-A-R-E-L-I-N, Merlin the Magician. And they have a website called Creating Camelot, which has been up for at least over a decade that I know of, and it's all related to the fifth dimension. And one of the articles there was called Royal Reunion, and it says, "You are never separate, for all living things share the same life force. You are one. Have more fun. The heart of evolution is expand and include. Look around at all the diversity and then pick and choose what you'd like to experience. I only see you as who you are. If you choose to see yourself as anything less than wholly who you are, know that is your freedom to do so. You are consciousness expanding and including. You only contract to expand all the more. When you make choices that take you further from your highest truth, you will inevitably pick yourself up from those falls and move again towards what you want to experience. After falling, you will hear your spirit calling. You rise to greater insight and clarity, because through that experience, you come to a fuller, awakened, and more decisive knowing of who you are. Sometimes you have to experience who you are not to get back to who you are. This is wondrous, wizards. It has taken everything you have ever experienced to get you to where you are. That was then, and this is now. All your power lies in the here and now. From out of the ashes of any unwanted event comes the vision to see something more magnificent. What is it that you choose? Where will you place your focus? As you give your attention to that which manifests in your experience, will it be magic or misery, pain or pleasure, agony or ecstasy, worry or wonder, sadness or happiness? And again, that's from a little book called Merlin's Message, because Marilyn is connected with Merlin. And it's a very, very, very interesting book called Merlin's Message. And that's from Merlin the Magician. And also in related to this concept of this season, I thought about the concept of the difference between spirituality and religion. And most of the listeners of ET Yoga would be those that are would identify themselves as spiritual as opposed to religious. And but there are some definite connections, and one of the connections I learned decades ago from Baba Ram Dass, when he talked about the real baptism, or what's known in religious circles as kind of a rebirthing or being reborn. And as he said, the real baptism is when a person becomes aware of the fact that there's higher levels of consciousness and that you have the ability to attain them. And in spiritual circles, that's called the planting of the seed. In religious circles, it's called the baptism. It's actually the real baptism. And I also thought of some other concepts that are related to the ascension process in the now. And that is that you are arising from the ashes of your purposely burnt up life as the old matrix collapses and a new reset is happening. And our task is to reset to the new 5D Earth. You are being reborn from that which has been cast off, birthing out from that which is true as the only real thing that can remain. You are resurrecting your form out of a dying and collapsing reality, claiming a new way of being as your sacred humanity. You are moving beyond fears of an unenlightened soul, accessing your awakening soul's courage and desire for union. You are opening and healing your higher heart, personal sun, and Gaia ascension chakras through pure love, and letting in your 5D sacred human template. You are co-creating a new golden earth possibility. And you are awakening from the deep sleep of the forgetful soul, remembering the love from which you came and already are. And that would be my spin on the holiday season of Easter. And I'd like to also connect with some interesting suggestions from the late Dolores Cannon, because she said there were two things that were really important related to those who were wishing to ascend to the new earth, and that is to let go of fear and let go of the past. And I'm kind of want to amplify on that a little bit, because fear is a process that puts you into fight or flight. And what happens in your immune system is it basically shuts down. Everything is about fight or flight, and everything's all your energy goes to your extremities. And it's the same frequency, by the way, that the consciousness of Unimatrix passed on, that related to the idea of the consciousness of COVID, that it was programmed to target fear. So when you're in fear, it's similar to having a weak immune system. And obviously, people with weak immune systems have been having more difficulties and challenges than those with better immune systems. And I might also add that the trigger to the immune system is vitamin D. And in our society, there's, you know, a huge sun scare kind of message out there, but it's another falsehood. And not only that, but as far as I'm concerned, the only real vitamin D comes from the sun. It's very important to get your sunlight. And related to letting go of the past, well, if you're a longtime listener of ET Yoga, you'll know that from my perspective, all dis-ease comes from emotional dysfunction. And these emotional dysfunctions exist as concepts and ideas in your auric field. So thus, everything exists in your auric field first and then manifests in the physical body. And I give as proof of this another concept that's very well hidden and not publicized, and that is that the universe actually flashes in and out of existence, and it does so rapidly that it's not visible to the eyesight. But all proves the concept that our physical bodies aren't even here half the time. What remains is our consciousness. And consciousness is in your auric field, not in your brain, as we're also taught by medical science. So in relating this to letting go of the past, when you're talking about the frequency of 5D, these issues of past judgment or past negative energy of some type or another, because you have the concept that somehow you're not a co-creator of your own reality. Because if you realize that it's your thoughts, your emotions, your ideas, and your definitions and your intentions that and your beliefs, that these create the outer world that you experience, then there isn't anybody to blame for issues that came up in your past. And if you understand that concept, it can free you up from all that excess baggage, because that's what it is. It's baggage that you're going to have to check at the gate to get into the 5D realm. Because that old baggage is not at an appropriate frequency. So, really wise words coming from Dolores Cannon, to let go of fear and let go of the past. And I might also kind of expand here a little bit, is that the dark side actually, at this time, has put a satanic ritual out there that in the physical representation of these jabs that basically disconnect our empathy gene and as well disconnects our soul, because it shuts down your pineal gland. And this creates a soul disconnection. So, you know, these decisions that people are making today concerning, you know, whether to get the jab or not, this is not like whether you're going to get the annual flu shot. It's much, much more serious. And it takes a lot more serious investigation. And unfortunately, there's more and more and more censorship that's taking place. So I wanted to point that out as one of those minefields along the path, because I've talked about in the last program a little bit about some of these prions that are in these jabs that will eventually create mad cow disease. And since the last program, there's been lots of news and alternative news concerning what's called shedding. And shedding is these proteins that are being created inside the body from these jabs are actually now secreting from a lot of people's bodies and shedding on even non-vaccinated people. And it's being reflected at the moment in very brutal menstrual cycles, miscarriages, spouses that were unvaccinated, sleeping with the vaccinated, getting sores and all kinds of horrific reports have been coming in, as well as a new term has been coined called vaccidents. And vaccidents are people whose driving behaviors have become totally erratic to the point where they're driving off the road, running into trees, doing all kinds of weird stuff that's never been seen before, because these are just the preliminary effects of what's going on. And one of the takes on this whole process was that India was one of the very first countries to be involved with these jabs, and high percentage of the people got them. And we can see what's going on over there, because what's really ugly is being transmitted through the jabs, not because of the COVID concept. And wanted to point that out, because this is going to become a big, big issue as time goes on, because the dark side, of course, has a 70% goal of getting people the jab, because they're pretty sure that if 70% would take it, that would pretty much wipe out everybody or make them debilitated or part of the Borg because of the nanotechnology in there, and how that nanotechnology would eventually hook up to the AI computer program run through the 5G network. I'd like to give some people some interesting information concerning the Ascension Chamber in the Great Pyramid related to this whole concept of ascension. And according to a remote viewer and clairvoyant and author M, which is E-M, Nicolay, N-I-C-O-L-A-Y, there are shafts in the Great Pyramid with strange writing. And the writing is actually instructional coordinates, much like today's airport runway symbols, which give path directions. And these directions also tell the journeying soul how and when to push through to transverse specific higher dimensional areas of the cosmos. And this is not surprising, as it may sound. The ancient Egyptians were big on how-to instructions to access the stars, even after death, as evidenced from inside funerary coffins. While some may balk at the ancients having teleportation technology, this science is not new. The U.S. government's already successfully experimented with teleportation and time travel, compliments of the inventor Nikola Tesla, who developed a teleportation device before he died. And this device became the secret U.S. military DARPA program, known as Project Pegasus. It was actually the ancient Atlanteans who brought in ascension technology with them to Egypt. And that was just prior to the Great Flood that would bring down Atlantis. Unfortunately, much like DARPA, this knowledge got into the wrong hands during the reign of the pharaoh Akhenaten, where the powerful and mighty Amun, that's A-M-U-N, priesthood, sabotaged it in order to control universal access. Their tampering, under the guise of being helpful, trapped some souls, leaving them in a state of dimensional limbo, unable to return or ascend higher. It was Akhenaten who had the Great Pyramid's gold crystal capstone removed, rendering its energy and purpose virtually useless. At the same time, he dismantled its functional components and closed down all passageways into the Great Pyramid, an act that would seal it off for thousands of years. It's only been in the last 50 years that much of these discoveries inside the pyramid have resurfaced. We are once again, like in ancient times, reaching an evolutionary time and unlock some of these secrets. And it's actually where light is streaming down from higher dimensions in the cosmos and awakening us prior to a fifth dimensional shift. And I'm also going to include some other information concerning the Ascension. And it's from what's called the Ascension Glossary. And it has, it's from an unknown source. And from the, it's called the Spiritual Ascension Chamber. And it goes like this. Multiple millions of years ago, the Galactic Federation worked closely with the Sirian High Council to serve as a guardian race that would help to support the seeding and evolution process of the planet Earth in its lowest density. The first harmonic universe, also called the third dimensional timelines. The Great Pyramid of Giza was built as a harmonic resonator chamber within an interdimensional postal system in which visiting spacecraft could time travel and access the Earth plane very quickly, especially if intervention was needed. During the cycle in which the Great Pyramid was built, during pre-Atlantean times, the Galactic Federation was tasked to protect the Stargate portal and the Ascension Chamber within it, and to intervene in case of an attack from hostile intruders, such as the Anunnaki resistance. The Great Pyramid was a mystery school for the Blue Flame Melchizedek Spiritual Ascension Program, and to accelerate DNA assembly for portal passage through the inner Earth portal that was under the Sphinx. Some factions of the Anunnaki Melchizedeks became patriarchal and had disregarded the Law of One teachings. They became increasingly hostile when they were forbidden access into the Ascension Chamber and not allowed in the Great Pyramid. Thus, they organized a larger group resistance in Atlantis with the plan to explode the protective force shield by setting off explosions in which to take control over the Giza Stargate and to achieve their goal. They also enlisted the support of the sympathizers that were in the Galactic Federation, as many were originally from the Anunnaki lineages that felt they were being unjustly discriminated upon. And as a result of the infiltration that occurred from Sirius A, the Jehovah Anunnaki took control over the Galactic Federation and the Ashtar Command, joining the Luciferian Covenant, and then planning the final stages of the Atlantean cataclysm with the purpose to eradicate the Earth's historical records and technological knowledge, sending the Earth's inhabitants back into the Dark Ages. The Galactic Federation works with the NAA groups, which the NAA, I'm not sure what that stands for, towards a world domination, and are behind the mind control propaganda that the Anunnaki are the gods of the Earth and the solar system, promoting themselves as the divine angels returning to help humanity ascend to seduce the Earth population into subjugation to their New World Order enslavement agenda. And at the bottom of this particular article, it says, edited by S.A. Energetic Synthesis. So, author unknown, and I can't collaborate nor approve the information, but very interesting perspective, I would say. And I'd also like to share with you from the Pleiadian Lightwork articles by Amora Kuan Yin, and that's the late Amora Kuan Yin. And I thought this was very fitting for this Easter time. And she basically says that another aspect of transcending identity with failure involves learning to recognize the seemingly little victories of life. In a recent channeling from Ra, a Pleiadian archangel, he pointed out that the very fact that each of us is choosing to be on a spiritual path in this day and age is a victory against all odds. The real victories of life have nothing to do with whether or not a relationship lasted forever or not. It has to do with whether or not you stay in relationships in unconditional, unattached love, or end them in spiritually impeccable ways, without blame, resentment, or judgment. In divine truth, the only issue that ever causes a relationship to cease working is incompatibility of goals or spiritual growth levels. With this spiritually mature attitude, you can learn to feel emotions without getting caught up in who's right or wrong. Just feel them, move them, and go beyond them to loving acceptance. As you participate in the co-creation and birthing of the golden age through your choices in every moment, these attitudes will make life much more gracious and conducive to embodying your divinity. Acknowledge the victories of each moment you or others choose to live in divine truth and love, as opposed to long-term outcomes, and live each moment as if it were your last by choosing impeccability and creating nothing to regret later. It is time now for the next level of maturity on all our paths, time for spiritual refinement and deeper humility. And does it not feel wonderful and bring more self-respect and trust when you do go beyond your previous evolution to an even more Christ-like level? Living as if you are a Christed one or ascended master, now is the quickest way to become that. When in confusion, temptation, or doubt, just stop and ask yourself, what would Buddha, Jesus, Kuan Yin, or Mother Mary do right now? Then simply choose that as your next step. I pray for all of us, Earth, and all people, that the recovery of divine alignment and ascension consciousness may be gracious, easy, and as pain-free as possible. We are the victory. And that's from the Dolphin Star Temple Mystery School, Mora Kuan Yin. And information from the Pleiadians. And interestingly enough, we've been talking a little bit about some time traveling. Good old Marilyn the Magician has something to say about that as well. And that is that you are capable of accessing the future through the portal of your imagination. Become fascinated with your future as you live it in the now. Time travel can help you resonate with your ability to experience all that you desire. As you reflect upon something from your past, feel that memory come alive. You are breathing life into that memory now. All reality, past, present, and future, occurs simultaneously in this moment. There is no other place that can exist. You can travel into the past as you live it now. Those emotions are easily accessible. Allow the power of your emotions to bring forth what you are wanting. You move energy in the direction of the scenarios you envision. With some practice, the ease of tapping into the past can be applied toward creating your future. You literally travel to another time as you live that future now. And the secret is, imprint the future you desire as a memory, and it is done. Travel to the inner dimensions. Take a mind trip. Decide on a specific reality you would like to attract into your life. Simply design the dreamscape in which you are see yourself living. Where are you? What are you doing? Who are you with? Take a mental picture of that, what that looks like, a photo thought. As you project that future event, become emotionally involved in the scenario by feeling it now. revel in the luxury of knowing this is you by being there in your heart and mind now. As you do that, you are deliberately placing yourself at the very center of creation. Getting all your physical senses fully involved encodes a powerful message in your cellular memory. It gets easier and easier to access as it becomes a memory of what has been. Be detail-oriented about this to the extent that it feels good to do so. What are the sights, smells, tastes, and sounds that make up your dream scene? Visit that reality again and again, just as if you were simply strolling down memory lane. Continue to refine these images over and over. Allow these visions to become like a vivid memory that you can easily recall at will. And put your energy behind your future. You will see it manifest before you. Now you're mastering the magic of creation. To manifest, first visualize, then familiarize and memorize. Those things that you want are no longer outside of you. There is absolutely nothing separating you from your desires energetically. As you say it exists, creators, it exists. When the frequency of vibration emitted matches fulfillment, it can be no other way. And again, little tidbits from Marilyn the Magician. And I might also say that another really good technique which relates to that concept is the whole idea of, focusing on what you want, not what you don't want. And as a technique related to this whole idea of the ascension, you want to be disconnecting the television and negative frequencies. And you want to reconnect with nature and positive frequencies. I mean, this to me is a very, very valuable thing. In fact, the Pleiadians have been telling us, even through Bringers of the Dawn from back in the late 70s, that the best thing humanity could do would be to throw their televisions away, because it is the main brainwashing tool that's going on the planet. And it's set up to provide subliminal frequencies and brainwashing on a level that's far beyond what the normal person can think of. And before time slips away too far into the program, I want to get into sharing with you the technique of restoring life force to food. Because we live in a world which foods are filled with chemical additives and sprayed with pesticides and color enhanced, bleached, destructured in microwaves and in general mutated, it's difficult to eat all whole grain, organic, unadulterated food. Even if you do manage to do so, the life force in the food is diminished greatly between the time it is harvested, delivered, and cooked. And this might be less of a problem if you had grown up eating healthily from the time of birth, but you probably ingested a lot of mutated foods such as white sugar, white flour, white rice, meats, cooked oils, and non-organic food early in life. What is the impact of this way of eating on your body and spirit? While humans and animals eating mutated foods manifest the same mutations in their own cellular structures and chromosomes as have been demonstrated in plants. Therefore, your body's health, as well as your spirit's ability to live in your body in a fully functional way, is dependent in part on the nature of what you eat. The Pleiadians have expressed concern about this simple fact and have assisted Mora Kuan Yin in devising a way to improve the situation. First of all, common sense would tell you to buy organic food whenever it's available. The Pleiadians have said that after five generations of seed production from organically grown foods, any mutations will correct themselves if the plants from which the seeds are harvested are properly nourished during their growth. Secondly, use whole grains and whole foods whenever possible. Plants were created to contain a complete energy pattern and all of the necessary enzymes needed for digestion. Plants have geometric creation signatures that match similar or identical ones in human bodies. They were designed this way by the Pleiadians and the Devic kingdoms so that everything you need to be healthy and nourished and to heal illness exists on Earth in the natural world. If the bran and germ are removed from grains before they are eaten, or if cane and beets are stripped down to their simplest sugar forms, the signatures of the plants are altered and enter your body in incomplete and mutated ways. Your body then tries to complete the picture so that what is being ingested makes sense to it. Vitamins B and C are pulled from places where they have been temporarily stored in your body to create balance and health. They are used to help get these mutated grains and sugars through your system. Extra enzymes that would not be required if the foods were in their whole form are produced by your body to aid digestion. In the long run, the result is vitamin B and C deficiency, premature exhaustion of your body's enzyme supply, immune system problems, propensity to allergies and nervous system, and brain damage. Your colon cannot eliminate properly due to the paste formed by the white grains and sticky sugars, and toxins are sent back into your body through the walls of your colon due to ongoing putrefaction there. Your chromosomes and cells become mutated, spin erratically, begin to create disease, and cannot create a home in which your spirit is capable of living. Eating whole foods that are organically grown can eradicate this problem and even begin to heal and restore the natural balance within. Of course, if damage is already built up, you may need to fast and do enemas or colonics occasionally, or go on enzyme therapy program for a while. Supplements may be required until your body recovers from past mutations and functions normally again. You can learn about these protocols from books or from a good nutritionist, herbologist, iridologist, homeopath, or naturopath. You may find it necessary or fun, no matter how careful you are at home, to eat in restaurants or at other people's homes occasionally. Grabbing food on the run is an American trademark as well. The process that will be given for healing your food and restoring the life force cannot completely rid foods of chemicals and mutations. However, it will help you recover from mutation to varying extents and make your body more available for your spirit to dwell within. And here is the technique. First, you envision an ultraviolet quantum transfiguration grid around the food you're about to eat. Okay, now one of the ways I think about that is to like make a rectangular box and visualize that covering your food, with the lines actually going from all the different sides. And the lines, you can make them golden lines if you like, inside this transformation grid. Then you hold your hands around the edges of the dish or the food itself to assist in localizing the grid. Hold the grid firmly in your awareness for about 30 seconds to 1 minute or longer if it feels right. Second step, while holding the grid in place, you may wish to express gratitude or blessings of any type that you normally do. Third step, envision an infinity symbol, which looks like a horizontal number 8 made of golden light. And this golden light flows through the symbol continually. Place one end of the infinity symbol near the food while you say the following invocation or one of your own. I send gratitude to all the sources of this food, including the plants, animals, sentient beings, humans, and earth. I ask that all of the life force that has been lost since this food was harvested, shipped, and prepared to be returned to the food through the infinity symbol now. And continue to hold the image of the golden light flowing through the infinity symbol until you sense that the life force has been restored as much as possible. And this usually takes between 30 seconds and a minute. Enjoy your meal. And so basically, I appreciate that that information may have come a little quick for you to copy down, unless you're a shorthand specialist. So again, you can always access the archives through ET Yoga. Go to etyoga.com, hit the radio button archive, and if you're interested in doing that technique, in a very interesting way, coming from Pleiadians to restore the proper energy to your food. I'd like to now give my usual sincere wish towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance, and success in the ascension process. And in closing, I'd like to share with you the Vichara, or the Who Am I technique, as taught by Sri Ramana Maharshi. And in this technique, you try to get to the highest place you know how to get to first, would be my suggestion, and then focus all of your attention in the center of your forehead or your third eye area and become that spot. And after you become that spot, you can ask the question, who am I? And you can do that once or twice or whatever your focus or feeling is. And the main thing here is becoming that spot. And then you ask yourself the following, or state the following, and that is, I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of